Welcome to English at Home Now podcast with your host, Jose. The podcast that will help you to speak English fluently with no grammar and no textbooks.
Hi everyone, I'm Jose, founder of English at Home. My mission is to help you to speak English fluently. In this episode, I will show you one of the best ways to practice your English in your city. After that, I will read to you a short story to help you with your grammar skills. You'll see how fun is it to practice with this audio. Imagine for a moment that I can show you the best perfect activity for practicing your English by listening and speaking, meeting interesting people, learning exciting topics, and developing your public speaking skills. All of this in your own city. Sounds interesting, huh? Well, if you live in a city, the chances are that you can find the perfect place for that. It's called Toastmasters. Toastmasters are a non-profit educational organization that helps people to develop their public speaking. There are more than 15,000 clubs around the world and more than 300,000 members. In almost every city, you can find a club. So, what happens in a Toastmaster club? Usually, once a week, they have a session. Sometimes, it is twice a month. In every session, members of a club give speeches in front of the audience. A typical session can have about 3 or 4 prepared speeches. After each speech, there is another member of the club that gives a short evaluation of the previous speech. This way, everybody can learn and improve. After the prepared speeches, there is an exciting and sometimes a frightening section called table topics. This is how it works. A member of a club presents a situation, and then a volunteer of the audience has to give a short 2 minutes impromptu speech. Impromptu means improvisation. Well, I know it can seem frightening because you are in front of the audience, and you have to improve what you say. But it's usually fun, and it's an excellent idea activity if you want to get out of the comfort zone. The main goal of a Toastmaster club is to provide a safe and pleasant environment for developing your public speaking skills. The best of it is that many clubs are only in English or bilingual. This means that you can practice your English in one of those clubs. Of course, it's an excellent way to meet interesting people, not only from your country, but also from all around the world. Toastmaster clubs usually have members from different countries. I used to be a member of a Toastmaster club, and the experience was very gratifying. I improved my public speaking skills. I learned about fascinating topics and met very interesting people. I strongly recommend you to look for a Toastmaster club in your city and go there as a guest. If you like it, then you can think about becoming a member. Okay, let's move on to the next section. Here, I'll use the point of view technique. This kind of story will help you to improve your English grammar. It's very simple. I'll tell you the same story more than once. Every time, I change a grammatical aspect, so you can see how the grammar changes to be able to compare. You just have to listen. Okay, let's start. Paul's friend recommended him to visit the Toastmaster club in the city. Paul was a bit hesitant because a public speaking club seemed intimidating. However, he thought it would be an excellent opportunity to practice his English, meet new people, and get out of his comfort zone. He sent an email to the club to arrange a visit as a guest. When the day came, he got to the club on time. The session began. He saw that one of the members conducted all the sessions. The first part was 3 prepared speeches. The opening speech title was Managing Your Time. The second one was What you can do from waiting at the airport. And the third one was, be your own doctor. You know, the speeches were fun, entertaining, and pretty informative. After each speech, there was an evaluation performed by another member of the club. It was constructive and positive feedback that helped the speaker to improve. The second section was pretty different. It was a table topic. A guy presented the topic. Imagine you are the president of the United States, and you have to tell TV trees in contact with aliens. Paul was one of the volunteers, and although it was Friday, he had a lot of fun. After the meeting, Paul met some of the members of the bar near the club location. You know, it was the perfect end for that exciting day. Very good. Now, let's switch to the present tense. Paul's friends recommend him to visit a two-master club in the city. Paul is a bit hesitant because a public speaking club seems intimidating. However, he thinks it will be an excellent opportunity to practice his English, meet new people, and get out of his comfort zone. He sends an email to the club to arrange his visit as a guest. When the day comes, he gets to the club on time. The session begins. He sees that one of the members conducts all the sessions. The first part of three prepared speeches. The first speech title is Managing Your Time. The second one is What You Can Learn from Waiting at the Airport. And the third one is Be Your Own Doctor. The speeches are fun, entertaining, and informative. After each speech, there is an evaluation performed by another member of a club. It's constructive and positive feedback that helps the speaker to improve. The second section is different. It's a table topic. A guy presents the topic. Imagine you are the president of the United States, and you have to tell on TV there is being contact with aliens. Paul is one of the volunteers, and although it's frightening, he has a lot of fun. After the meeting, Paul meets some of the members of the bar near the club location. It's a perfect end for this exciting day. Alright, it's the end of this point of view story. I use this successful method in my English courses. Imagine a whole story told this way. Instead of having to memorize boring grammar rules, you can use this method to learn grammar. It's more enjoyable, but also more effective. Well, now you can improve your speaking and grammar with my English at Home Now podcast. You know, only by listening. And of course, don't forget to visit us on Facebook. And start speaking English fluently once and for all. Well, that's it for today. Please help me spread the word about the podcast. And tell your friends about the show and leave a comment on Facebook when you have a minute. That will make me very happy. I'll be back next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy today's episode? Get the transcript now at English at Home on Facebook.